Sergeant, tell me about the Academy Wind Quintet. How far back does it go?
Well, Brian, this quintet has been around for several years. This particular iteration actually was put together about a year ago. We have several new members. I'm the senior person in the group, and I've been in the Army for about 8 years or so. And our newest two just graduated basic training about a year ago. Our bassoonist and our oboist are our newest members of the band, actually, all together.
And when did you yourself begin playing music?
I began in middle school. I was raised by music educators. Both my mother and father were both music educators when I was younger. So that's something that's always been a part of my life. So I actually learned to read music before I learned to read words, which I think is kind of odd. But I started playing the French horn in junior high school in the seventh grade and found that I caught on pretty quickly and kept up with it, and now here I am.
Had you played other instruments prior to the horn?
I took piano lessons for a few years, but the horn took over pretty quickly.
How often does a quintet get out and play music around the country?
Well, this quintet, this will be our second tour around the country. We went to a few schools in Arizona last year at about this time. But we play down in New York City quite a bit. We support functions down there, and we play around West Point, as you can imagine, quite a bit for various events, banquets, and dinners, and that kind of thing.
And you're coming to Cincinnati for a concert this Tuesday evening. It'll be over at UC's College Conservatory of Music beginning at 8:30. It's a free concert, and you'll be playing in Werner Recital Hall. What kind of program do you bring?
Well, we're playing a pretty eclectic program. We're obviously, one of the things that we do as Army musicians is to inspire patriotism in our listeners. So there'll be some patriotic music here and there. But we're also playing some pretty serious literature. We're playing a work by David Maslanka, his third quintet, Aires Tropicales by Quito de Rivera, a Latin jazz composer, and a couple of other tunes here and there. And it's a pretty hefty program, at least from the horn player's perspective anyway.
Now, do you oftentimes get out and do educational programs?
Yes, actually. We just recently have done a couple of programs at middle schools around in our area in New York. We do educational outreach quite a bit. That's one of our functions as well.
You're here in town this coming Tuesday evening for a concert. Again, it's going to be at the Werner Recital Hall. It's a free concert. It's Tuesday evening at 8:30. It's Sergeant Matthew B. Smith. Thank you very, very much for talking with us. We look forward to the show.
Yes, sir.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.